101.7 Heart FM and the world's best music. That's Only Human with the Jonas Brothers. Good morning, 8:38. I'm Dan Henry, Robert Van Ryswick in studio as well. Marcy is off sick today, and we've been trying to get a hold of Linda Sonnenberg from Wienerfest, and she joins us on the line today. And Linda, we didn't plan this, but today is actually National Pet Day. It works out quite nicely, doesn't it?
It does. It's very coincident National Pet Day because everyone loves their pets.
That we do. We love our wiener dogs as well. And Wienerfest coming up in June. I was chatting with Robert earlier. I said to him, when we sent you to Wienerfest last year with the cruiser, what were you expecting? And what did you say, Robert?
Well, I was expecting hot dogs rather than regular dogs.
And you said that's very typical, Linda. Is that right?
You know, a lot of people say that. Oh, we're going to Wienerfest. Oh, we get to eat hot dogs. Well, yes, but that's not the reason we're having this. But yes.
Yeah, no. It's to celebrate wiener dogs. And this is the largest display of dachshunds. Is it in North America, Linda, or how large is this?
You know, I know we are for sure for Southwestern Ontario. Okay. I know we are for sure. We've counted it and stuff. We've had over 1,000 wiener dogs.
Wow.
We have about 6,000 to 7,000 people that attend. Most of them do know that they're coming for the wiener dogs. But the people that are pleasantly surprised when they come and feel the four-legged ones instead of, the ones in a bun kind of thing.
But exactly.
Yes.
And
no.
Then if you spell it incorrectly when you're trying to get to the website, you may get into some other area, but we won't touch on that.
No, we don't want to go there.
It's I before E, the way you say it, right, Linda?
It's got to be I before E, yes.
Well, make sure you keep that. And we've got you on here. I mean, we're more than 2 months ahead of the festival happening, but you have a real call for people to help you on event day, right? And even before.
Yes, definitely. It's exploded this year. I mean, people, we have over 120 vendors this year, even more than that kind of thing. So, but one of the things that happened last year, I hurt my hip and then been recovering from that. But then I break my foot, my ankle now, my therapy.
Oh.
I did. So I will be there in a golf cart.
That'll be great, though. That'll be great.
The head wiener is going to be driving around in a golf cart at this point. But we really could use volunteers. I mean, because I won't be able to lift or carry anything at this point. But even stuff like, it's amazing what we have this year. We've got Wolf Pet Wellness has the agility there to try.
Oh.
We have first aid demos. So we'll need people to help there. Of course, we have the main ring with the wiener braces. Everyone loves the wiener races and the Bobby for Wieners and the yogurt licking contest and the best costume. So, being in the ring and, we're going to watch those, wieners don't go start going everywhere. They're fast.
We have
the wiener races. We do heats of 10. By the time we get down to the last 10, we've got the fastest. They finish, the dash in about maybe 3 seconds flat.
I've seen them a number of times, and those dogs are quick. Most dogs are. They get away from you pretty quickly, so you got to be on top of them. We're speaking with Linda Sonnenberg from Wienerfest. It's coming up June 24th at the Woodstock Fairgrounds, starting at 9:30, and we do have some details on our website. But for those who have never been, Linda, give us a little bit of synopsis. You've talked about the races. What else goes on?
Oh, I mean, shopping for sure. Everyone thinks they're going to have hot dogs. So, of course, we do have to have someone with a hot dog booth there. Ty's family restaurant does that, and they're there and stuff. And we're so grateful to Heart FM for being one of our radio sponsors. I mean, Robert was amazing last year.
Thank you.
As well. But, when they come, like I said, we just ask for donations at the gate. That's the big thing, right? You're coming out kind of thing to enjoy the day, so we don't want to gouge people and say you have to have like $10 per person or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's a donation, and then too you get to explore everything pet related. What I tried to put together, because it's National Pet Day, what do you want to know about your pet? Every dog is welcome. It's not just your dog, so everyone can come out.
Very
so that's
nice.
Where we have agility from Wolf Pet Wellness. We've got a trick show, and she can show you, too, how to do tricks with your dogs, We also have a pet portrait. You can get your dog's picture taken in the Wienermobile, of course. We have that. And then Run Spot Run is coming with a free lure course again for this year.
Oh, cool.
COVID's kind of gone, so we've got the free lure course back up and running again for that.
Oh, that's great.
And nail trimming, and then a first aid kind of demos, too, so people can find out about first aid as well. And then IAMS is sponsoring us as well this year, and they have kind of a play area set up and the information booth about your dog.
Right.
What do you do with your dog's health kind of thing as well. So it is hot out there. So we suggest people, you know, bring umbrellas for sun, because we're not having rain kind of thing as well. No, we're not doing that. And this year, what we want to do, too, very interestingly, it's another avenue to explore. But what happens when your pet's gone? Because they're not with us forever. So we do have, you know, people there that talk about that. And also, you know, getting your dog's paw prints done. We're going to do that this year. So you can come and get your paw prints done with your dogs, and then you have something of them that's forever.
That's very cool.
It's a very cool kind of thing. But, yeah, lots of fun and excitement and, you know, lots of things to do, different dog treats, different bandanas for your dog. Like I said, the people that we have, Horizon Dog Foods is out there as well. They're going to have, you know, talk about dog nutrition, Global Pet Foods, which is, you know, in town here. They are going to come out and, you know, talk about their dog health and what they sell and stuff. So, yeah, lots of information for everybody. There's even a company that, you know, this time of year, you don't want to get out and clean up your poop. Guess what?
They'll do it for you.
You can pay them now.
Wow. That was one of my jobs yesterday, to be honest, Linda. I was out there collecting buddies. It wasn't that bad this year. I guess I walked them a little bit more.
That's pretty cool. But like I said, and Pet Value is awesome. They're sponsoring our lure course along with First Choice International. So, yeah, the things that you can come and do, the information you can gain this year is awesome kind of thing. And we're hoping Heart FM is going to, you know, be at the race ring to, you know, announce winners. Races and what's going on with that.
Sounds great. And the big thing for this time around, though, is we're looking for volunteers. If you're available on June 24th to help out with setup, do you need people the day before too, Linda?
Yes, because somehow we think, you know, we take all Friday to set up with this, so from 8 o'clock in the morning till probably about 8:30 at night.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and it's, you know, the fun stuff. We got to put up the tents because I can't, you know, move tents this year.
Yep.
So we put up the tents. We put out the pools for the dog. We have to set up, like, a fencing around the race ring and the agility course as well, too, right? And then we put out, you know, the different, we actually have an operation game. It's a full-size dachshund operation game that, you know, people can come try. So we have to put those out. So the games that we have, we put those out and stuff. So get everything set, you know, get up the race registration tables, set up the entrance so that when people come and you can hear the stampede coming already.
It's a labor of love, that is for sure. If you are a dog lover, an animal lover, if you're a student that needs hours and you love animals, please get a hold of Linda. Linda, how can people get a hold of you?
So the best way to is my phone number. You said it would be okay to get out.
Go for it.
It's 519-933-0687. You know, be respectful. Don't call me at midnight because I've had that happen.
I don't doubt it.
I'm getting older with broken bones. I go to sleep early. and if you don't want a phone, then it's info@wienerfest.ca.
info@wienerfest.ca. We'll put this together in a story as well, Linda, and get that out. Hopefully we get lots of volunteers for you because it's such a wonderful event.
Yeah, and the big thing, too, is on the Saturday, too, everyone wants to come do all the fun stuff. Big Steel Box has been an amazing sponsor for us. So everything we have goes into that container. So instead of my house being Wienerfest storage, Big Steel Box is the storage.
That's even better.
Oh, trust me. It was either, you know, my marriage or, you know, Wienerfest container storage of my house.
Oh, Linda, thanks so much for your time again. June 24th is Wienerfest. If you can help out, 519-933-0687 or info@wienerfest.ca. Thanks again, Linda.
Thanks so much, Robin, Dan. I appreciate it very much. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, we will for sure.